the reign of the Shadow Masters. There was only half a stairway there. It clung to the face of a cliff. That left a whole lot of down on my right-hand side. And it was down that was entirely too well illuminated by a reddish-orange light that may have come from the stone itself, since there seemed to be no other obvious source. Though I did have trouble opening my eyes wide enough to look. Wraith-like wisps of vapor wobbled upward from somewhere down below. The air seemed warmer. I asked, "We're not heading into hell itself, are we? Some Vedna believe Al-Sheel is a place where wicked souls will burn for all eternity." Swan understood.
"Not your hell. But I'd guess it's hell enough for them that are trapped down there."
I stopped on the remains of a landing. The steps narrowed to 2 feet just below me. By leaning out slightly, I could see clearly that the stairwell had been constructed inside a larger bore at least 20 feet in diameter. The shaft had been filled with a stone darker than that through which it had been cut. Maybe the bore had needed to be that big so Kina could be dragged down below. I asked, "Can you imagine what an engineering project this must have been?
People with plenty of slaves aren't daunted by big projects. What's the matter?"
"I have a problem with heights. This next part is going to take a lot of prayer and some outside encouragement. I want you to go first. I want you to go slow, and I want you to stay where I can touch you. I believe in meeting my fears eyeball to eyeball, but if it gets bad and I feel like I might freeze up, I want to be able to close my eyes and keep going." I was astounded by how calm and reasonable my voice sounded.
"I understand. The real problem, then, is, who's going to keep his eyes open for me? Whoa! Don't panic, Sleepy. I was joking. I can handle it. Really."
It was not the worst thing I ever dealt with. I never abandoned rational thought. But it was difficult. Even when Swan promised me that an unseen protective barrier existed on the abyssal side and demonstrated its presence, the animal inside me wanted to get the heck out of there and go someplace where the ground was flat and green. There was a sky overhead, and there might even be a few trees. Swan assured me that I was missing one heck of a view, especially as we approached the lower end of the gap, where the light was brighter, revealing churning mists way below, mists that concealed the depths of the abyss. I kept my eyes closed until we were back into a closed cavern again. I had started counting steps up top so I could get an idea of how deep we went, but I lost count while I was pretending to be a fly crawling on a wall. I was too busy being terrified, but it did seem like we had traveled a long way horizontally as well as downward. Almost immediately after I had that thought, the stair turned left, then left again. The orange-red light faded away. The stair made a couple more quick turns into a total darkness, which aroused whole new species of terrors. But nothing bit me, and nothing came to steal my soul. Then there was light again, growing so subtly I was never really aware of first noticing it. It had a golden cast to it,